بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد، فمرحبا بكم طلاب العلم. Welcome, O noble students of knowledge. This is our first class in the first Dora with regards to reading from the stories of the prophets alayhim salatu wassalam. And as we have seen, we have the work that we are reading from, and the title is min qasas al-anbiya lil-nashi'a, from the stories of the prophets for the youth, from the stories of the prophets for the youth. So this work is written specifically for the youth. This work is written specifically for the youth. And it's about the stories of the noble prophets of Allah, alayhim salatu wassalam. And it's summarized in a very brief manner. And it's made easy and facilitated for those who are young. And we see that in our dawrah, in the schedule of our seminar, there are 3 classes. And no doubt it's not possible to cover all of the stories of the prophets in 3 classes. Rather, some of the prophets, it will be difficult to discuss their story and the benefits related to them in 1 class or 2 classes. So therefore, based upon that, we have decided that this will be the first dawra in a series of dawrat, inshallah, the first seminar and a series of seminar for the youth specifically. And that in this seminar, we will read that which is easy for us from the story of Adam alayhi salam, and take the benefits with regards to the story of the noble prophet Adam alayhi salatu wassalam. And then, inshallah, in the future, we will have more seminars and continue reading in a manner until we complete the book. Time after time, from time after time, every few months, according to that which is suitable for the youth and for the community, we will continue to have a brief seminar on this particular topic and reading from this book. This evening, before we begin reading, we have a muqaddimah. We have a muqaddimah, muhimma, fi al-imani bil-rusul. We have a very important introduction before we begin reading the book. A very important introduction about believing in the prophets and messengers. About believing in the prophets and messengers, alayhim salatu wassalam. And we know that al-iman bil-rusul, to believe in the messengers, alayhim salatu wassalam, is a pillar from the pillars of faith. Is a pillar from the pillars of faith. How many pillars are there in the pillars of faith? Raise your hand, who knows? Arkan al-iman, how many are they? Yes. Six. There's 6 of them. Is he right?
No,
5. 6. The pillars of faith. Arkan al-Iman. How many are they?
6.
Everybody agrees with him. He's right. What are they? Who knows what they are? Uh-huh. Drahman. Did everybody hear him?
Yes.
What did he say? Uh-huh. I thought you didn't know Arabic. You know Arabic? A little bit. You know enough, huh? Allahumma barik. Ahsanta. What did he say? Who knows what else he said? What are the pillars of faith? How many are they? 6 of them, not 5. What pillars are 5? The pillars of al-Islam. The pillars of al-Islam are 5. As for the pillars of al-Iman, then they are 6. Who can tell us in English? We have 2 people told us in Arabic. We need to know them in English now. Did you just tell me in Arabic? You're going to translate for us? Somebody else. Ahsanta. Jazakallah khairan. Huh? Habib. To believe in? to believe in, first and foremost, huh? Allah, to believe in Allah, and His angels, and His books, huh? And His prophets and messengers, and the day of judgment, the last day, and to believe in the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the good of that and the bad of that. So now our discussion and this seminar is related specifically to the pillar of believing in the messengers of Allah, alayhimus salatu wassalam. To believe in the messengers of Allah, alayhimus salatu wassalam. So in this introduction, we want to learn and even maybe review. Some of you already know, alhamdulillah. But this is the case with knowledge. We continue to study it and review it and to go over it, because we want to live upon it and die upon it. So some of you do not know, and some of you do know. And those who do not know, they will benefit new knowledge, alhamdulillah. And those who already know, then that knowledge that they have will be confirmed by the permission of Allah Azza wa Jal. So the pillar of believing in the prophets and messengers of Allah Azza wa Jal, this is from the pillars of faith. And no one is a believer and a Muslim, and none of his actions will be accepted until he believes in all of the prophets and messengers. Until he believes in all of the prophets and messengers. And he does not distinguish between one or the other. He does not believe in one and disbelieve in the other. He does not pick and choose which one he believes in. Rather, a believer, a Muslim, he must believe in every one of the prophets and messengers of Allah Azza wa Jal. And this is from the beautiful affairs of Al-Islam. From the beauty of Al-Islam is that in Islam, the Muslims, they believe in all of the prophets and messengers. They do not pick and choose to believe in this one and disbelieve in that one, and to love this one and to mock and mimic that one. Rather, the Muslims, they love all of the prophets and messengers. They love all of the prophets and messengers. They love Adam, and they love Nuh, and they love Ibrahim, and they love Musa and Isa, and they love Prophet Muhammad, and all of them, alayhim as-salatu wassalam. So they do not pick and choose like some of the previous religions. They had pick and choose, and the Jews, they believed in Moses, the Jews, they believed in Musa, but they disbelieved in Isa and in Muhammad, alayhim as-salatu wassalam. And therefore, they disbelieved in Moses at this time. By disbelieving in the come, whenever Isa come, alayhi salam, by disbelieving in him, they actually disbelieved in their own prophet. And likewise, the Christians after them who believed in Moses, in Musa, and believed in Isa, alayhi salatu wasalam, those who disbelieved in Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasalam, whenever he came, in reality they disbelieved in their own prophet. They disbelieved in their own prophet. So therefore, it's an obligation, and likewise from the beauty of Al-Islam and its perfection, that we believe in all of the prophets and messengers. That we believe in all of the prophets and messengers. Now the question is, how do we believe in them? And what does it mean to believe in all of the prophets and messengers? We understand the question? What does it mean? How do we believe in all of the prophets and messengers? This is the question. I'm going to give you the answer. The people of knowledge, they say, to believe in them, ijmalan fima ujmil wa tafsilan fima fussil. We can memorize this term right here. Ijmalan fima ujmil wa tafsilan fima fussil. We believe in the prophets and messengers, all of them in general, and that which has been mentioned about them in general. And specifically, in that which has been mentioned about them specifically. Because there are some of the prophets and messengers, alayhim as-salatu wassalam, that Allah Azza wa Jalla, He has mentioned to us about them, their stories in great detail, events that happened in their lives, and things that they went through, and that they faced in trials and hardships that they dealt with, and victory came to them in the end. And this is well known, a number of stories in great detail with much benefit. And there are other stories of some prophets that are not mentioned in detail. That are not mentioned in detail. Rather, it's mentioned that there are many prophets and messengers. There was no nation in history except Allah, He sent a messenger to that nation. لَقَدْ بَعَثْنَا فِي كُلِّ أُمَّةٍ رَسُولًا أَنِ اعْبُدُ اللَّهَ وَاجْتَنِبُوا الطَّاغُوتِ. That in every nation, Allah, He sent a messenger to them. that in every nation, Allah, He sent a messenger to them. So some of those messengers, we know their names, and we know their stories, and we know some details of their lives. And others, we do not know them. We do not know their names, and nor do we know details of their lives. But we believe in the prophets and messengers. In general, like this, رُسُولًا قَدْ قَصَصْنَاهُمْ عَلَيْكَ مِنْ قَبْلُ وَرُسُولًا لَمْ نَقْصُصْهُمْ عَلَيْكَ لَمْ نَقْصُصْهُمْ عَلَيْكَ. So this is the case by believing in them. Believing that these are the men who were chosen. These are the best of mankind, the prophets and messengers. In every generation and in every era, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He chose the best of them. He selected the best of mankind. And He chose them and preferred them with knowledge. And He chose them and preferred them with wisdom. And He granted them revelation and guidance from Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they were upon a straight path. And they were upright and noble in their creed, and in their manners, and in their actions. And they're the best of mankind. And they were a means of guidance for those after them. They were a means of guidance for those after them. So the prophets and messengers, they were sent in this manner. Like this, they're the best of mankind. They were all free from shirk. And they were all free from disbelief before and after prophethood. And they were all also free from lying and being deceptive. And they were all free from the foul and lowly traits of treachery and the likes like this. And they are the best of mankind. Do we understand? So we believe in them in general and that which has come in general. And from that verse, that verity, there are some messengers that we have mentioned to them their stories, O Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and there are messengers whom we did not mention to you their stories. This is an indication that there are many messengers, that there are many prophets and messengers. Yani a great and large number. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He knows best how many they were, but they were many. So those whom have come specifically with detailed information, we believe in that. That these were men, they were alive on earth. Adam alayhi salam, he was a man, he was alive on earth. And Nuh alayhi salam, he was a man, he was alive on earth. They're not just stories that are made up. No, these are men who were alive on earth, and they called to Allah Azza wa Jal. And they clarified the revelation and that which is pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ibrahim alayhi salam, he was a man, he was alive on earth. Allah created him, he was alive and walking on earth. He was a man. These are not just stories. Do you understand that? These are not just stories or made up stories and the likes like this. No, these were men whom were alive on earth like we are alive today. Like we are alive today. Musa and Isa and Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam, they were all men. They were all men from the creation of Allah, and they were alive. And they received revelation, and they're the best of mankind. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He sent to every nation a messenger. And each prophet, he was sent to his people only. Nuh alayhi salam, he was sent to the people of Nuh. He was sent to his people. And Ibrahim alayhi salam, he was sent to his people. And Musa alayhi salam, he was sent to his people. And Isa alayhi salam, he was sent to his people. The prophets before Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam, they're all sent to their people specifically. Not to all mankind. Do we understand that? This is an important point likewise with regards to believing in the prophets and messengers. All of the previous prophets, they were sent to their people specifically. The messenger, he mentioned this. Alayhi salatu wasalam. وَكَانَ النَّبِي يُبْعَثُ إِلَى قَوْمِهِ خَاصًا وَبُعِثُ إِلَى النَّاسِ عَامًا. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam, he mentioned that the previous prophets, they will be sent to their own people specifically. And as for me, I was sent to all mankind. I was sent to all mankind. So the message of each prophet was specific to the people and the time that he lived in. To the people and to the time that he lived in. And as for the message of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is for all mankind until the end of days. It's for all mankind until the end of days. Who was the first prophet? Adam alayhi salam. Who was the first messenger? Nuh alayhi salam. Who was the last prophet and messenger? Everybody raise their hand in the back. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So if a person were to believe in Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, but he disbelieved in Isa, who is Isa? In English? In America, Jesus. If he believed in Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but he disbelieved in Jesus alayhi salam, would he be a Muslim? Huh? Why not? Because he didn't believe in all of the prophets. It's not allowed to pick and choose. We have to believe in all of the prophets and messengers. If somebody believed in Jesus, but he did not believe in Muhammad alayhi salatu wa sallam, would he be a believer? No, he would not be a believer. Rather, Allah, he mentioned about these people that they want to pick and choose and believe in some of the prophets and disbelieve in others. أُولَٰئِكَ هُمْ الْكَافِرُونَ حَقًّا. Allah, he mentioned about them that these are the true disbelievers. Those who want to separate between Allah and his messengers and believe in some of them and disbelieve in others of them. أُولَٰئِكَ هُمْ الْكَافِرُونَ حَقًّا. Allah, he said that these are the true disbelievers in this manner. And the believers, they're the ones who believe in all of the prophets. وَلَا نُفَرِّقُ بَيْنَهُ أَحَدٍ مِنْ رُسُّلِ. And we don't differentiate between any one of the messengers, meaning we do not deny them or belie them. We do not pick and choose. We have a verse in the book of Allah Azza wa Jal. Remember that Nuh alayhi salam, he's the first messenger. Correct? Allah, he mentioned about the people of Nuh. He said, كَذَّبَتْ قَوْمُ نُوحٍ الْمُرْسَلِينَ. That indeed the people of Nuh, they disbelieved in all of the messengers. The people of Nuh, alayhi salam, they disbelieved in all of the messengers. How could they disbelieve in all of the messengers and Nuh, he's the first messenger? You understand? Allah, what did he say about the people of Nuh? They disbelieved in all of the messengers. But Nuh, he's the very first messenger. After him came many, many messengers. So how did they disbelieve in all of the messengers? Where's the hands? This one you had to figure it out, huh? Think about it. This is what we're discussing. Yes. If you disbelieve in one of them, what happens? You disbelieve in all of them. So by the fact that they disbelieved in their prophet Nuh, and in reality they had disbelieved in all of the prophets that were to come. In reality, they disbelieved in all of the prophets and messengers that were to come. So this is a great proof for this affair. كَذَّبَتْ قَوْمُ نُوحٍ الْمُرْسَلِينَ. The people of Nuh, they disbelieved in all of the messengers. We understand now, pay attention. This might be a question. Sometime we have got a question and answer and the likes. Then maybe this question will come. And maybe somebody will answer and get a good prize. InshaAllah. How did the people of Nuh disbelieve in all of the messengers? By disbelieving in Nuh. So what does that mean? They're not true believers because they didn't believe in all of the messengers. So by disbelieving one of them, a person, he disbelieves in all of them. We understand this point. This is a very important point. So therefore, from the beauty of Al-Islam is that we believe in all of the prophets and messengers. And we love and we respect and we honor all of the prophets and messengers. Alayhim salatu wassalam. And every last one of the prophets and messengers of Allah that we know about specifically, they are role models for us. They are role models for us and examples that we follow and that we benefit from their lives. And that we benefit from their lives. And this is from the benefits of studying the stories of the noble prophets. And the ultimate role model that we follow absolutely is our noble Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But likewise in the stories of the previous prophets as well, there are great examples for a believer. If he's upset, or if he's happy, or if he's sad, or if he's sick, or if he's tried with trials, or if he's blessed with blessings. There are examples and role models in every aspect of the human life that can be found in the lives of those noble prophets. We discuss this inshallah in a point to come. Now the next point that we want to discuss is the fact that all of the prophets and messengers, they were Muslims. All of the prophets and messengers, they were Muslims. Do you understand that? Adam, he was a Muslim, alayhi salam. Nuh, he was a Muslim. Ibrahim, he was a Muslim. Ishaq and Ismail, the sons of Ibrahim, they were Muslims. And Yaqub is the son of Ishaq. And he was a Muslim. And his son, his name is Yusuf, he was a Muslim. They were all Muslims. Musa and Harun, they were Muslims. They were not Jews. And they were not Christians. Ibrahim, he was not a Jew or a Christian. ما كان إبراهيم يهوديا ولا نصرانيا ولكن كان حنيفا مسلما وما كان من المشركين. The prophets and messengers, all of them, they were Muslims. We understand this point from the beginning to the end. Another question. Pay attention. What was the religion of Musa? Ah, yes. Huh? Allahu Akbar. Anybody hear him? Who didn't hear him? Somebody else. What was the religion of Nuh alayhi salam? Huh? Ahsant. In the back. What was the religion of Ibrahim? Huh? Yes. The question again. What was the religion of Ibrahim? He was Muslim. That means, what's the religion of a Muslim? Al-Islam. Ahsanta. Ahsanta. What is the religion of Isa? Huh? Yes. Al-Islam. Al-Islam. The religion of all of the prophets and messengers was Islam. All of them were Muslims. Allah, he says about Ibrahim, وَوَصَّى بِهَا إِبْرَاهِيمُ بَنِيهِ وَيَعْقُوبُ يَا بَنِيَّ إِنَّ اللَّهِ اصْطَفَى لَكُمُ الدِّينِ فَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ. And this is mentioned in a number of stories. And Yusuf alayhi salam, he mentioned that he's a Muslim. And directly, Allah, he mentioned about this directly in the Quran and other prophets likewise. It's mentioned directly, and it says it like this. So this is the case. All of the prophets and messengers, they were Muslims. All of the prophets and messengers, they were Muslims. There's a narration in Al-Bukhari and Muslim. Al-Bukhari and Muslim. Sahih Bukhari and Sahih Muslim. From the hadith of Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, Al-Anbiya'u ikhwatun li'allat. أمهاتهم شتى ودينهم واحد. The prophets, they're brothers to different mothers. They're brothers to different mothers. Their mothers are different, but their religion is one. This is what the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he mentioned about the prophets. إخوة لعلات أمهاتهم شتى ودينهم واحد. The prophets, they're all of them, they're brothers. All of them, they're brothers. لِعَلَّاتِ. عَلَّاتِ is the brother of عَلَّ. The one who has a man who has more than one wife. Maybe he'll have a son from this wife and a son from that wife. Huh? Do you understand? So those two boys, they are brothers from the same father. But their mothers are different. This is the example that the Prophet ﷺ, he's making about the prophets. That they're like this. All of them, they're brothers, although their mothers are different. Meaning they're all brothers, meaning their religion is one. But their legislation and the path that was revealed to them with regards to halal and haram, or permissible and impermissible, is different. But the creed and the foundation is one. وَدِينُهُمْ wahid, meaning the creed of all of the prophets alayhim salatu wasalam was one. What does that mean? The creed, the iman, the pillars of iman of all of the prophets and messengers alayhim salatu wasalam is one. It was all the basic understanding that they're all Muslim. That's very good. We want to hit the mark right on the head though. What does that mean? What did we just say about the pillars of faith? How many are they? In Islam, there's six. Okay, so what about the pillars of faith? What, this is what Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he taught us. The pillars of faith, there are six, right? Okay, what did Musa teach with regards to faith? Something different? Huh? Same thing. Same thing. The pillars of faith, they do not change. The pillars of faith, they do not change. The affairs of creed are the same from the first prophet to the last prophet. All of the prophets and messengers, they all believe in Allah. And they all believe in His angels. And they all believe in His books and the revelations. And they all believe in the prophets and messengers. And they all believe in the last day and the accountability. And the heaven and the hell, the Jannah and the Nar. And they all believe in the decree of Allah Azza wa Jal. The people of knowledge, they say, Al-Aqidah la yadukhuluha naskhun. Creed and belief, abrogation does not apply here. Abrogation and changing of rulings does not apply here. So therefore, all of the prophets and messengers, their creed was one. The creed of Tawheed, believing in Allah, that He alone is the one who is worthy of worship, that Allah, He alone is the creator of the heavens and the earth, that Allah, He alone is the one who is alive and He never dies. Allah, He alone is the one who feeds and is not fed. That Allah alone, He is the one who is strong and powerful, and He does not become sleepy or tired or weak. And Allah alone, He is the one who is worthy of worship. All of the prophets and messengers, they believe in this. And they all call to this. And they all believe in angels. And they all believe in the revelation and in the books. And they all believe in the prophets and messengers. And they all believe in the last day. And they all believe in the divine decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As for that which is permissible and impermissible, then this differed from prophet to prophet. We understand that. As for that which is halal and that which is haram, or that which is obligatory and that which is not obligatory, and the likes like this, these affairs here, they differed from prophet to prophet, according to the time and according to the situation of the people. Some things would be allowed in one time and one era, according to that which was revealed to one prophet, and then another prophet would come and that would be made forbidden. Or something will be forbidden in the time of one prophet, and then another prophet would come and it would be revealed to him that would be made allowed for him now. Some things were impermissible in the time of Musa alayhi salam, and whenever Isa, he came alayhi salatu wasalam, liyuhilla lakum ba'd alladhi hurrima alaykum. That's what he said, so that I can make permissible for you some of the things that were made impermissible for you before. So with regards to the halal and the haram, this differed from prophet to prophet, until the final prophet came, and the revelation is complete and sealed, and the legislation is perfected. Al-yawma akmaltu lakum dinakum wa atmamtu alaykum ni'mati wa raditu lakum al-islama dina. At this time now, the halal and haram had been finalized, and there's no prophet after Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So then now the legislation had been perfected and completed. Do we understand this? So the religion of all of the prophets was al-Islam. And the creed and the belief of all of the prophets and messengers, alayhim salatu wasalam, was one. As for the halal and the haram, then this differed from prophet to prophet according to the situation of the people and the condition of the times, and based upon the justice and the wisdom of Allah Azza wa Jal. There is a portion of a verse and Surah Al-Ma'idah, referring to this issue, who knows? From the bigger youth. لِكُلٍ جَعَلْنَا مِنْكُمْ شِرْعَةً وَمِنْهَاجًا وَلَوْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ لَجَعَلَكُمْ أُمَّةً وَحِدًا. Allah, He says, for every one of you, we have made for him a legislation and a path. Meaning a creed and a way of life, and likewise a legislation. So each one of the prophets, they had the same creed and same belief. But as for the legislation, meaning the halal and the haram, then this differed from prophet to messenger. And had Allah willed, He could have made all of them the exact same. But He wanted to try them. لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ فِي مَا أَتَاكُمْ. To test you and to try you. So with regards to the halal and the haram, this is a test and a trial. And that will be held accountable with regards to on the day of judgment and the day of resurrection. So this point is clear. All of the prophets and messengers, they were Muslims. All of them, their religion was al-Islam. Who knows the name of the followers of Isa alayhi salam? The names of the followers of Jesus. Now, in the back. Yes, they're Muslims. But they have a name that they're mentioned by way of. Yes, you're right. That's the one we want to get to. Al-Hawariyun. Al-Hawariyun. They're called the Hawariyun. And that means the disciples of Isa alayhi salam. They're his companions and followers. And they said about themselves, وَشْهَدْ بِأَنَّ مُسْلِمُونَ. Bear witness that we are Muslims. So therefore the followers of Isa alayhi salam, they were Muslims. What about the followers of Musa? What were they? Huh? The followers of Musa, what were they? Huh? Yes. They were? Bani Israel. But those who believed from Bani Israel, Ahsanta, that's right. And they followed Musa alayhi salam. What were they? Huh? They were Muslims. They were Muslims. They believe in Allah. They believe in the angels. They believe in the books. And they believe in the messengers. And they believe in the last day. And they believe in the decree. And they followed that prophet. And they followed that prophet. All of the prophets and messengers, they were Muslims. All of the prophets and messengers, they were Muslims. This is something that is very important. This is something that is very important. This leads us to the next question. What is the purpose of the coming of the prophets and messengers? What is the role that they play in society? And what was the role that they're in? What is their function that they're entrusted to in society? And what is the obligation towards them? Yes. Leading mankind to the straight path. To the straight path to go to the paradise. And to be leaders and role models and teachers for mankind. And for the people of their time and their era. That's right. Ahsant. That's right. So, Allah, He mentioned about the prophets and messengers, alayhim salatu wassalam, rusulan mubashirina wa mundhirin. لألا يكون للناس على الله حجة بعد الرسل. Allah, He mentioned about the messengers that they are مبشرين ومنذرين, that they came as givers of glad tidings and warners. The prophets and messengers, why did Allah send them? عليهم الصلاة والسلام, He sent them, all of them, as givers of glad tidings and likewise as warners. So what does that mean? All of the prophets and messengers, they were all sent with the same purpose. They were all sent to give glad tidings. And also they were sent as warners to warn the people. To give glad tidings of what? And for who? And to warn from what? And who? Uh-huh. Rahman.
Glad tidings with the Muslims?
Glad tidings for the Muslims. وَالْبُشْرَى لِلْمُسْلِمِينَ أحسنت. You're right. But we want to be more precise. You're right. Yeah. Very good. Ahsant. Uh-huh. Giving glad tidings of what and to who? Giving glad tidings of?
Giving glad tidings that they're still on the straight path.
Giving glad tidings that they're still on the straight path. Close. Yes.
Glad tidings of Jannah.
Giving glad tidings of Jannah. They come to give glad tidings of Jannah. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He has created a paradise. That Allah, the creator of the heavens and the earth, the one who has created you and I, He has also created a Jannah. And He has sent prophets and messengers to call to that path. And to show the way that leads there and to give glad tidings of the paradise. Where those who enter, they never have to leave. And those who enter, they will never die and they will never be tired and they will never be weak. And those who enter, they will see that which no eye has ever seen, and no ear has ever heard, and not even crossed the mind of a human being. Rather, they will see the one who created them, the greatest favor and the greatest blessing. So the messengers that came to give glad tidings of paradise, give glad tidings to who? Ah, to the Muslims. You're right, again. But we want to be more detailed. What does that mean? Glad tidings of paradise for who?
For
the believers. Who are they? Who are the believers? Who are the Muslims? What are their traits and characteristics? Giving glad tidings to the believers. Now we're on the point. The Muslims, they're the believers. They have belief. They have iman. The people have iman. Is it enough to have just iman? Say, I believe in Jannah. And then I believe in Allah. I believe in the messengers, and then you just do whatever you like.
No.
You're gonna go to Jannah like that?
No.
Is there a glad tidings for people who believe in Allah in the last day and do whatever they like? No. Do those people have a bushra for the Jannah? Do they have glad tidings for the Jannah? Who has the glad tidings for the Jannah?
The people who
The people who believe and? Huh? And they act upon their faith. And they? Huh? Yeah. What are you saying? Actions. And they have righteous actions. So the prophets and messengers, alayhim salatu wassalam, they came to give glad tidings to those who believe in Allah and those who obey and follow the prophets and messengers. To give glad tidings to those who believe in Allah and those who follow the prophets and messengers. Who knows Surah Ash-Shu'ara? Who's read this chapter before? You know, Allah, He mentions a number of stories of prophets here. He mentioned the story of Nuh, and the story of Hud, and the story of Salih, and Lut, and Shu'aib, and every one of them, alayhimu salatu wassalam, Allah, He mentioned what they said to their people. All of them, they said, إِنِّي لَكُمْ رَسُولٌ أَمِينٌ فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَأَطِيعُونَ. Verily, I am coming to you, and I am a trustworthy, and I'm an honest messenger, I'm trustworthy and reliable, I'm truthful. So therefore you should fear Allah and obey me. So all of the prophets and messengers, this is what they called to fear Allah Azza wa Jal and to obey Him. So this is the reality of Islam. Fearing Allah and believing in Allah and believing in the meaning of Allah and following and obeying the messenger. Whoever in the time of Nuh alayhi salam, he believed in Allah and he believed in the last day and he believed properly and he obeyed Nuh alayhi salam, he was a Muslim and he is from those people who have the glad tidings of paradise. Likewise, after that, Ibrahim alayhi salam, those who believe in Allah in his time, they believe in Allah and they believe in the last day and they believe in the proper belief that Ibrahim called to and they obeyed Ibrahim alayhi salam, they have the glad tidings of Jannah and paradise. Likewise, the followers of Moses, Musa alayhi salam, and the followers of Isa, and the followers of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they are giving glad tidings to those people who believe in Allah and fear Him and obey the prophets and messengers. Allah, He says, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا مِن رَّسُولٍ إِلَّا لِيُطَاعَ بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ, that we have not sent any messenger. We know that previously there was no nation except the messenger came. Allah, He says, and we did not send any messenger except he should be obeyed by the permission of Allah. So this is very important. So all of the prophets and messengers, alayhim as-salatu wassalam, they were sent to give glad tidings. Glad tidings of what and glad tidings to who? Glad tidings of?
Glad tidings of
paradise. Of paradise, al-Jannah. And glad tidings to? The Muslims, this is good, but we have to have way more detail than that. The Muslims, we just don't want to say that because some Muslims, they're not in the path for the glad tidings, rather they're in the path for the warning. So,
To the believers and the people who act upon it.
The believers, those who act upon their faith. Glad tidings to those who believe in Allah and they obey Him and they obey His Messenger. Alayhi salatu wassalam. You understand that? This is the glad tidings is for them. There's a promise and Allah, He does not go back on His promise. If you believe in Allah and you believe in the last day in the manner that is prescribed properly, and you follow and you obey the messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, until you die, you're promised to be in paradise. You have glad tidings. You have glad tidings. Do you understand this one? But there's also the warning, because also they came rusulan mubashirina wa mundhirin. Also they came warning the messengers. They came for the purpose and the reason to warn the people. Warning from what? And warning who? Warning from? From the Jahannam, from the hellfire and from the anger of Allah. Warning from the hellfire and from the anger of Allah. Warning who?
Warning people who do not believe in Allah.
Warning first and foremost those who disbelieve and do not believe in Allah. But also warning another group of people as well.
Those who believe but don't act
upon it. So the prophets and messengers that came also as warners. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, إِنَّمَا أَنَا نَذِيرٌ مُبِينٌ, I am only a clear warner. His warning from what? Warning from the anger of Allah and His wrath, subhanahu wa ta'ala, and warning from the hellfire and the punishment in the hellfire. And He's warning those people who disbelieve in Allah and His messengers, alayhim as-salatu wa-salam, and likewise warning as well those who believe in Allah and His messengers, but disobey them. So those people who believe in Allah, meaning they're Muslims, but they disobey Allah and they disobey the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, likewise the Prophet, he's a warner for them. The messengers, they came as a warn to warn those people, do not disobey the Messenger. Do not disobey him. Disobeying the Messenger, this is what will land people in the hellfire. Alayhi salatu wasalam. This is the reason to go to the hellfire. So the reason to go to the hellfire is to disbelieve in Allah and to disbelieve in His messengers, alayhi salatu wasalam, and also to even believe in Allah, but to not apply that belief and to not live upon that belief, meaning to disobey Allah or to disobey the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasalam. Likewise, this is from the means that leads to the anger of Allah and to the hellfire. So now we see the two reasons why they were sent: to give glad tidings and to be warners. Give glad tidings of paradise to those who believe and obey the Messenger, and give warnings, a warning of the anger of Allah and the hellfire for those who disbelieve and for those who believe but disobey and turn away from obedience. They have the threat of the hellfire. And therefore, the wisdom behind sending the messengers is لِيُطَاعَ بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ, so that they should be obeyed by their permission of Allah. So that they should be obeyed by the permission of Allah. And this is what all of the prophets, they mentioned. فَتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَأَطِيعُونَ. To worship Allah. فَتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَأَطِيعُونَ. To obey Allah. To worship Allah and to obey me. All of the prophets, this is what they call to. Believe Allah and fear Him and obey me. Those who believe in Allah and fear Him and obey the Messenger, they have the glad tidings of paradise. Those who believe in Allah and disobey the Messenger, they have the threat and the warning of the hellfire. And those who disbelieve entirely, then no doubt they have nothing but the threat of the hellfire. وَلِيَذُ بِاللَّهِ. But there is a beautiful creed and belief with regards to those Muslims who were disobedient but they died upon Islam. What is that creed? Who can tell us that? Who can clarify that? A Muslim who was disobedient but he was still a Muslim, meaning he still prayed and he fulfilled the basic rites of his religion, but he died upon major sin. وَلِيَذُ بِاللَّهِ. He has the what? What is this person faced with? The threat of the fire and the anger of Allah. The threat of the fire and the anger of Allah. But what is the creed of Ahl Sunnah with regards to this type of person? Yes. Ahsanta. You're very close. You're right there, but just a little touch up. Because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he mentioned about this person, مَنْ أَصَابَ مِنْ ذَلِكَ شَيْءٍ فَهُوَ تَحْتَ الْمَشِيَةِ إِنْ شَاءَ أَذَّبَهُ وَإِنْ شَاءَ غَفَرَ لَهُ. That this person who dies in this manner from the Muslims, but he died upon major sin, but he's still a Muslim, then he's under the will of Allah. If Allah wills, He will punish him. And if Allah wills, He will pardon him and forgive him. So even this person, he's not promised the punishment, but he's threatened with the punishment. And if Allah punishes him, this is the detail the brother he mentioned, Abdul Rahman, Jazakallahu Khairah. If Allah punishes him, then he will not be punished in the same way the disbelievers are punished. And he will enter the hellfire, but not in the same way the disbelievers enter the hellfire. But no doubt the hellfire is very dangerous. And the punishment there is painful. And the torment there is full of agony. And it's very hard. May Allah protect us from that in our families. But the believer who goes there, he will be taken out. He will not abide there for eternity. This is the creed and the belief. So even if a person, he were to fall into desires and whims and to die upon belief, but he's still a Muslim because of the virtue of Islam and the weight of the statement, La ilaha illallah, and the value of believing in the messengers and prophets, then he will not abide there for eternity. Rather, he's promised to be taken out of the hellfire and to be admitted into paradise. But a believer, he will not want to be like those previous nations. And they say, وَلَن تَمَسَّنَ النَّارُ إِلَّا أَيَامًا مَعْدُودَةً. Like the Jews, they say, oh, if we go to the hellfire, it'll only touch us for a few numbered days. So they claimed. So therefore, we wouldn't want to take these affairs lightly. So the wisdom behind the coming of the prophets and messengers is to be guides and to be lights and to give glad tidings and to warn. And likewise, so that they should be obeyed. So the one who is truly upright and the one who truly believes and follows the messengers, alayhim salatu wasalam, properly, he's the one who knows them and knows their ways, and he's the one who follows them and obeys them. He's the one who follows them and obeys them. So now we have something from the benefits of studying the likes of these works. What are the benefits that we hope to find from studying the stories of the prophets? Let me tell you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he mentioned in his book, لَقَدْ كَانَ فِي قَصَصِهِمْ عِبْرَةٌ لِأُولِي الْبَابِ. That indeed in their stories there are lessons for people of sound mind and understanding. So therefore, from the wisdom of studying and learning about the prophets and messengers is to take lessons and to take admonishment. And Allah, he mentioned about the prophets and messengers, he mentioned a number of them in Surah Al-An'am. He mentioned 18 of them by name. And then he said, أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ هَدَى اللَّهِ فَبِهُدَاهُمْ اِقْتَدِي. These are the ones that Allah had guided. So their guidance you must follow. So likewise, we follow them in their guidance. The one who has ever been tried with a disease or a sickness or a hardship, he has a great role model and a prophet that he can read his story and gain strength in his faith and learn about and follow him with regards to that. Being patient and facing the hardship of sickness or someone who lost a loved one and a family member. He has a prophet he can follow and take as a role model on how to deal with these hardships and difficulties. Who are we referring to? Huh? Ayyub alayhi salam. What about somebody who has been betrayed? Somebody who had great care for someone or a close relationship with them. And then that person turned their back on them and betrayed them and harmed them. And then in the end, after some time, they forgave them and pardoned them. Somebody betrayed you and turned their back on you, and you hate them, and you have hardship in your heart for them. Is it easy to forgive a person like that? But if this ever happened to somebody, if they were ever betrayed, if they were ever misused and abused by somebody, then what should one do? He should forgive them. Like who? Like Yusuf alayhi salam. This is an amazing story. They threw him in a well and left him there when he's a boy. They threw him in a well and left him there when he's a boy. And whenever they seen him later on in his life, they said, oh yeah, he has a brother who stole like him. Like these things that they said about him alayhi salatu wasalam. But whenever he had power on them, what did he say? No blame on you today. I pardon all of you. Shaitan came between us. Shaitan came between us. So these are lessons that whenever we read the stories of the prophets, we benefit. We benefit great lessons that we can see. What about somebody who fell into sin? He made a mistake, and we all fall into sin and make mistakes. We have prophets and messengers, likewise, that fell into error. And what did they do? They repent to Allah. Like who? The first prophet. What did he say when he disobeyed Allah? رَبَّنَا ظَلَمْنَا أَنفُسَنَا وَلَمْ تَغْفِرْ لَنَا وَتَرْحَمْنَا لَلُكُنَّنَّ مِنَا الْخَاسِرِينَ. And likewise, what about another prophet also who made an error? But then he repented to Allah and he was in great distress. Who was that? Yunus alayhi salam. What happened to him? He was in great trouble, great hardship. But what did he realize? All this hardship is happening to him in the middle of the ocean, in the belly of a whale. Nobody to help him whatsoever. Darkness upon darkness. What did he think? What did he say? Why am I here? I didn't deserve this. What did he say? This is all my fault. What did he say? This is the reality of that. Huh? La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu mina zalimeen. Oh, nothing is worthy of worship except for you, O Allah. You are glorified above any deficiency, and you are perfect in your attributes and your names and attributes. And me, I am from those wrongdoers. He confessed his own sin. And he realized that the distress that he's in is because of his own mistakes. So by learning and studying and reviewing and reading about the stories of the prophets, there's so many lessons, so many examples, so many examples. Likewise, another prophet, sometimes maybe somebody who will find himself in great benefit, in great blessing, lots of blessings, so many good things from the dunya happening for him. What should he do? There's a prophet he can follow in that. Who is that? Sulaiman alayhi salam, what did he say? هذا من فضل ربي ليبلوني أشكر أم أكفر. Whenever he's seen all these blessings around him, he said, oh, this is the grace of my Lord to test me. So likewise, whenever we have blessings and we have goodness, also we have a prophet to follow. a role model to look at all this good that we have in our health and our wealth and our masjid and our community and our families and our homes, alhamdulillah, safety and security, then we say, this is from the grace of Allah to test us. Will we be thankful or will we be unthankful? So the benefit, again, from learning these stories is that we have role models and examples in all aspects of our life. That a believer, he believes in prophets and messengers. And he takes them as role model, as role models. And the best of all prophets and the best of all messengers and the leader of the role models is our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Inshallah, tomorrow we begin reading the story of Adam. هذا وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.